Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Astrology Radio with your host, Janet Hickox, human design consultant and intuitive astrologer. At Living Astrology, we are tapping into the wisdom of the cosmos to uplift, empower, and enlighten people to their personal genius. Hello everyone, welcome and thank you for joining me today for the relaunch of Living Astrology Radio. I'm your host, Janet Hickox, and I am an intuitive astrologer and a human design consultant. I was checking earlier to see when I was last on air, at least on my own show, and I was last on the air January 7th at the beginning of this year. I have no idea what happened after that. It just seems like the radio show went away. My motivation to do it perhaps went away. Not quite sure. But I would bet that there's a lot of you out there who noticed right around the first of the year that things changed for you in some way. Things that maybe you had always done, you let go of, and maybe making way for new opportunities. I'm not sure. But it was certainly interesting because I had done the show consistently for almost 3 years, and so it was interesting to just see how timing and motivation changed for me at that time. And here we are in July, and I'm not sure why, but suddenly I decided I needed to do this again. And I can tell you one of the things that I really missed during this time is being able to do readings for people. And I can see my back switchboard lighting up because I'm betting that you all missed having me there doing readings for you as well. So I want to be able to get on with that. But because this is the first time some of you may be tuning in, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am an astrologer, as I said earlier, and I started astrology when I had my midlife crisis, if you will, around age 40. And one day I just, in a very long set of circumstances that I don't want to get into here, but I suddenly realized that I knew astrology. And of course, then I had to take it one step further and I had to find out more and more about this gift that I suddenly developed. And I started doing readings for people, and one thing led to another until at this point in time, I've actually done Western astrology, Mayan astrology, and then I've also dabbled with other forms of different types of astrology, like horary astrology and even doing relationship type astrology. And then suddenly, I think it was October, November of 2012. It was just before the end date of the Mayan calendar. I discovered human design astrology, and whoa, did that take me back and change my life. At least over the next few months, my life changed dramatically based on me getting back in alignment with my true and authentic self. And that was an interesting experience, and it's what drives me now to do human design astrology more often than not, because I really love the idea of opening up people to their authenticity and to what their true path was. And so we'll probably talk a bit about that today as well. So, wow, what a year it has been so far. I bet if I just reached in and talked to anybody on the line, they would tell me how things have changed for them or how they've felt perhaps over the last few months that they were at a standstill where couldn't move forward, couldn't move backwards. They just seemed to be at a standstill. So here's some of the big astrology stories that began 2016, and then we'll take it a little further and see where we are now. And because there are so many people on the line looking for readings, I'm probably going to talk a little bit, do a reading, talk, and then do a reading, etc. So hopefully I can get through everybody out there. So please hold on. Some of you I didn't get to before the show to get your birth information, so don't worry about that. I will get that from you when I get you on the line. So the big news, two big things that really stuck out for me for 2016 was going to be the fact that Mars was going to move retrograde, which it did in April. and that the planet Uranus and the dwarf planet Eris were going to meet up in Aries and create a situation where we were going to be able to find ourselves liberated in some way. We were going to be able to kind of let go and let God, perhaps, or to let go and carry on in a new direction, maybe just releasing ourselves from some of the chains that bind. And then the third thing that was really interesting was the fact that Lilith, or the Black Moon Lilith, moved into Scorpio, and that was just a few weeks back. So let's start with the Mars retrograde. Mars went retrograde at 8 degrees of Sagittarius, which meant at the time it was catching up to Saturn in Sagittarius. And then, you know, things changed as it, you know, Saturn went retrograde itself. So Mars was left all by itself, moving backwards towards Scorpio. And that created a stop sign situation where if you had been planning on doing something and moving forward in your life, it either could have fallen apart, or everything that you thought you could do to put one step forward, you ended up taking two steps backwards. That happened to me. And every step that you took forward was met with either some form of resistance or something that you found or discovered that you had to redo. It was just an interesting time. And so it actually entered into, Mars did, entered the retrograde zone on February 17th. So from February 17th to April 17th, when it actually went retrograde, things were sort of wobbling. And I was already telling people at that point in time, that early in the year, look, if you want to get things done, let's do it now. And if there's something that's going to take you beyond or into April, you may want to take the process on an internal level as opposed to an external level, because that was what was favored at the time, is working from the internal. So for example, let's just say you were going to build a house. We'll use that as an example because it's just easier to think of. The first thing that we always do in the house when we're going to build a house, let's say, is there's got to be a plan, right? And then that plan leads to a building of the foundation, the erecting of the walls, and then the rest of the house gets put together. And so what we were finding is that if you had, let's say you wanted to build that house and it was getting close to that retrograde period of time, that it was favored for you to be able to look inward a bit. So maybe looking back at the plans, making sure that all of the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted, because that's the point where the action was actually going to take you. Now, if you had tried to step out there and build, you may have encountered all kinds of problems, something you didn't see in the drawing up of the plans. Either way you look at it, during the retrograde, it was going to be focused inward and or more in the quieter kinds of actions that you could take. And if you had tried to push yourself outward into the world to do things, you might have found that that stop sign, or at the very least, those stumbling blocks were in your way. Well, as we got into June 29th, I believe it was, Mars came to the point where it went to forward motion. But no planet goes forward immediately. It's a slow, you know, it's like put your car in drive. You speed up to the speed limit. You don't immediately put it into gear and get up to 55 miles an hour. So a planet will do the same. It takes some time to pick up speed. So it's been picking up speed since June 29th, and it actually won't even leave the retrograde zone until August 22nd. So this period of time between June 29th and August 22nd is a sort of let's gather ourselves together, let's take the best of everything that we've learned over the last couple of months, and let's put it now in a position to get out into the world. So if you've been building something quietly in the background, for instance, even putting up a website or something like that, gathering the information, putting together an outline, all of those kinds of things that were favored during the retrograde motion is now going to be moving externally, so that you can begin taking action on the outer world or in the outer world or on the outer planes. So I would have to say that even for myself, launching the radio show again today is an example of taking things back out into the world when perhaps there was some soul searching or some inner work that had to be done in order to be able to do that. The Uranus-Eris conjunction. Now that happened also on June 29th, but those two planets, they're pretty far out there. So they've been close together for quite a while. And remember I said that this is being called the liberation zone. By the way, that wasn't mine somewhere. I wish I remembered where I read it because it was an excellent article. But essentially it was this. Uranus is the great awakener. He plays the role of sending us epiphanies or revelations or ahas or in some way shaking us up. And the planet Eris, she's really very much the goddess of discord. I always relate to her as the goddess that, you know, sent out the golden apple at the wedding between two gods or a god and goddess and created a havoc and then ended up launching the Trojan War. So she creates discord. And you combine discord with awakening, and what you get is a real shakeup. So some of you may have been pretty much shaken up over the last several months, too, as far as, you know, getting clarity on what direction to go in, letting go of the past, opening up to a future. This could have created some depression issues with people. This could have created actual breakdowns, maybe health issues. That you only have to look to the outer world, the chaos that we see in the outer world right now, to know that our inner world has also been that chaotic, because the inner world or the outer world is a picturing of what's been going on in our inner planes. And so we've been being shaken up. We've been being asked to let go and move forward in a way that creates our authentic path. And to me, that is the whole reason I'm here. The whole reason you're here on this planet is to walk your own personal path. So today when we do readings, maybe we'll be talking about that with some people as well. And the third major thing that I want to talk about before we go into doing readings is the fact that Lilith, which had been in the sign of Libra for 9 months, moved out of Libra and into Scorpio. And so Libra, the focus was on relationships. And the Black Moon Lilith is our shadow, the part of us that we don't see clearly. And the shadow of Libra can sometimes bring us face to face with the things that are going wrong in our relationships. And so we had this opportunity, and there's a really good reason why we had this opportunity, because not long from now, Jupiter is going to move out of Virgo and into Libra. So our opportunity to grow in our relationships comes up, and that could only become available to us after we addressed the shadow of going on in our relationships. So that, I think, is in perfect timing. Now, in Scorpio, we're dealing with a different energy. We're dealing with the energy of loss and death and rebirth. And we're also dealing with the energy of competition. And I mean, you only really have to look at the elections here in the United States to see what our competition looks like. And I find it interesting that the Black Moon Lilith is in Scorpio during this period of time. It feels to us, many of us, like we have a lose-lose proposition in our choices of candidates this time. But I would put forth and say that everything is moving perfectly accordingly to our being able to awaken to the truth of who we are and the authentic path that we want to take. We'll have an interesting radio show, I'm sure, as we get closer to election time, talking about some of the different transits that will be happening at the time of the election, as well as what the two candidates have in their charts. Okay, for a moment, I wanted to jump into doing some readings. I'm going to take Camilla here. Hello, Camilla. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How's life been for you?
Oh, it's been a ride. One big roller coaster.
Roller coasters are so much fun, aren't they?
Yes. I was told to just put my hands up and just go for the ride. Don't try to control. So
tell me a little bit about what's been going on.
Well, work has been, you know, pretty absent. But I started doing something, like kind of spearheading something on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I had to move for a little bit and like Airbnb my place to make some money. I am like back in the home, like where I came from for like a little bit right now with my folks. And things are a little crazy initially there. But things are shaping up with this new creative project. Just like some more income would be great. So
nice.
Yeah,
so do you have a specific thing you would like me to look at in your chart today? Maybe your job opportunities or money?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, well, let's take a look at those. But before I do that, I'm going to make sure today that everybody has that has a reading is also going to have their human design chart looked at, because I feel like that's the most important tool in your tool chest at the moment. It's in, certainly in my tool chest to help you understand who you are and what your decision-making tool is. Is it okay if I start there? Okay, so I don't know if I've ever shown you your chart, Camilla, but if you would like me to, just email me after the show with your email.
Sure.
Actually, I have your email, and I can send you your chart.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
Okay. Because yours is very interesting. In human design, instead of having 12 zodiac signs, we have 5 types, and your type is that of the generator, which means that you're someone who's here with a lot of energy, to put forth towards your passions and toward doing something in the world. But every type has a strategy. And, you know, at least here in the United States, we are, and I would say probably most of the Western world, we have been taught to just go out and do it, right? You have an idea that comes or a thought, and the next step is take action, right? That's how we've been raised. And that's, you know, kind of the slant we have in our conditioning as human beings. Well, guess what? That doesn't work for you. In fact, that type of just do it attitude really only works for about 8% of the population. And you're not in that 8%. So what your strategy is something we call response. That means that you cannot come up with things from your mind and act on them directly. What you do is you respond to the opportunities and to things that show up in your outer world. In other words, you're dancing always with what's showing up in your outer world as opposed to what ideas are coming up from your inner world. Does that make sense?
It does. It does, actually.
Okay. And that's really very hard, because I know I wake up in the morning, and I'm a generator as well. I wake up in the morning and I think of this great idea. I'm going to write a book. I believe me, I've truly woken up with that idea before, and I have yet to write that book,
Right?
Because it's coming up from my mind. It's not really coming up. It's not like someone in the outer world saying, hey, Janet, you should write a book about XYZ. If they did, then I could respond, right? Then I could say, ah, that matches with an idea I've been playing with, and then I could take action. Right. So I want to make sure that you understand that you have formidable energy to do everything that you need to do with in your life to be successful and to have a wonderful, abundant life. But you have to make sure that you're responding to what shows up in your outer world and not doing what comes up in your brain. Now, on top of that, you also have something called emotional authority. And you're getting a quick down and dirty primer here of human design. I'm sorry for that, but this is really key to making you successful, right? Now, people who have emotional authority are designed to wait for clarity before they make decisions. You are not here to be spontaneous. So if I were to come to you and say, hey, Camilla, I have this awesome opportunity for you to do this creative project, your tendency is going to be to want to say yes. You have that design in your chart as well. But for you, saying yes should come after consideration, right? In other words, you would tell me, Janet, that's a great idea. Let me take some time to think about it or to feel my way through it. Because making decisions in the moment doesn't give you time to go through your emotional wave. And in human design, we say our emotions flow in waves. And so you want to make sure that you're not making the decision from either the high or the low part of your wave, where you're up in joy or where you're down in doldrums. right? You want to make sure it feels good all the way through your emotional wave. So I always tell people, please give yourself at least 24 hours to see how you feel about it because you want clarity over time. Okay, so that sets the stage for you. So you're a generator that responds to opportunities that show up in your outer world, and then you only say yes or no, by the way, to those opportunities with clarity over time. All right. Now let's go to your regular chart. And as I can see in your regular chart, Pluto, you have a Pluto moon conjunction in your 10th house of career. And that's a very powerful connection the two of them have. In fact, it's a designation that we call the Hades moon because there's a very there's the sense of power and like a soul desire to move forward with things in your life. So it can be a very powerful motivator, but it can also bring out control issues with someone that has this as their as a conjunction. And the conjunction for you is in Libra. So here is sort of this feeling that maybe you need to partner up with the correct people in order to be able to move forward in making career choices for yourself. And over the last 9 months, Lilith had been going through Libra. And so this was triggered for you probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And maybe that's what, you know, caused the move or, you know, the movement towards this other project. And now she's moved on into Scorpio. And so the lesson now is about learning how to distinguish what's correct for you, right? And not out of a fear, I need to compete with other people my age or I need to compete with the world. That kind of thing isn't going to help you. And I can tell you that you are designed to be abundant. There is no lack of money in your chart. There's nothing in your chart, either one, that says doomed to be in lack or scarcity. Broke. There just isn't. So let me just tell you that right now. What I can tell you that you could be doing to help yourself right now is to clean up your, let's see, how could I say this? To clean up your aura, say. Yeah, your energy field. And this happens to all of us. So anybody listening right now, this is also true for you as well. With Jupiter moving through Virgo and the North Node also in Virgo, we're looking at connecting all of our parts, right? All the pieces of ourselves that we've left along the road, breakups in relationships, failures, successes, all these kinds of things that we experience in our life leave a sort of residue, especially if it's something that was traumatic and we don't necessarily want to own it. So I would say welcome in everything, all of the experiences that you've had, all of the experiences, whether they were even, you know, good or bad, doesn't matter. It's that they were all a legitimate part of you and they all make up who you are in the world. And this is going to become clearer for you in just a matter of a couple of weeks as your natal, as your transiting Jupiter will be coming into contact with your natal Saturn and your natal Lilith. So that's going to have you taking the expansive energies of Jupiter and focusing them through Saturn. And focusing through Saturn means, okay, now I need to make a plan. Right, I can't just have all these brainy ideas out here. I need to actually look at what I'm doing and put the parts together, right? And I liken Virgo energy to where the rubber meets the road, right? Where when it's time to put the plan into action, and you know, you have to take a step forward at some point in time. Right. So that's what's coming up for you. Sound good?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks is really when things will start coming into form.
Yeah, and it's probably something already in the works. It's not like going to be one day and boom, it happens, but it will happen. And it's going to resonate throughout your chart because of the way that your chart's configured, that particular connection, and it may be a challenge. Right? It may be challenging, but I would say accept the challenge. It's not something negative. It's something positive. And it reverberates through your sun. It reverberates through your Mercury and it reverberates through your Neptune. And so it brings a lot of different parts of you together. And that's what we're after right now anyway, right? But in Virgo, it's about connecting to our wholeness. So be whole.
Right, exactly. Oh, that was great. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, Kamala. I'm going to put you back in the queue, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think I'm going to take another reading because, oh my gosh, my list has grown. Hold on here. Let me see if I can bring in, I hope this is Kate. Kate, is this you? Hello? Anybody here?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, who is this?
This is Kate.
That was a good guess, wasn't it? How are you today, Kate?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good, thank you. So tell me what's up in your life. What can I help you with today?
I sent my information through an email. I'm not sure if
I
you received
it. I'm looking at your chart right now.
Beautiful. I am going into my 61st year.
Woo-hoo.
Very happily. Woo-hoo is right. Feeling great. I understand that there are 30-year cycles.
Right.
So if you could give me some insight as to what's coming up in this cycle.
I will do that. So let's first take a look at your human design chart, Kate. Have you had that chart taken, or have I sent you a chart like that before?
You have not. I'm excited to hear.
Well, you, my friend, are what we call a projector. You are one of the 20% or so of people on the planet who are here not to work, right? So you're here to be sort of like the sitting Buddha, where you are spiritually connected. You respond to invitations that people extend to you to do whatever it is that you do in the world, or sharing your wisdom with others. You do have a defined throat, so you are here to share your wisdom with others. And I see that you kind of do this as a teacher. What I would say, a teacher that shares through story, maybe the stories of your own life, maybe other people's stories, but you use that, or you have the ability to use stories as a way to teach others and to help others move on through their lives. And as a projector, this is probably, and I can almost hear my friend Debbie, who's also waiting for a reading in the background here, jumping and yelling because she's also a projector. And projectors are really interesting because, you know, you're growing up in a world that's run by generators and manifesting generators who have a lot of sacral energy, and that sacral energy is about work. And you're not here to work in the same way, right? You're here to only respond to invitations that show up in your world to share your wisdom or to share your unique or your authentic skills. And so tell me, you know, for your years in the world, what did you do? What was your career path?
It's so interesting. There's always been a component of teaching. And I have had so many different experiences and venues. I have had brief stints in acting. I had a military career as a commander in the Navy Reserve. I taught at the university level. I mean, it is such a broad stroke. I was an administrator in healthcare.
Uh-huh.
And I resigned from that to become a full-time wife and mom. And it made no sense to anyone. It was such an about-face.
But it made sense to you?
Yeah, it made complete sense to me that I would leave these titles and this presence in public spaces to become very nurturing and focused on a child.
That's pretty cool. And as a mother, of course, that's the greatest thing for projectors, because your family is always coming to you, right? They need you. And so they're part of your clan, if you will, or your people. They're your people. And for as a projector, that's what you're after anyway. You want to be around your people, because your energy is limited enough that you don't want to just wasting your time shouting out to the grand of the world, you know, saying, talking about whatever it is you talk about, or helping people if they don't appreciate you. So for projectors, it's really important to make sure that you're surrounded by your people, the people who really want to hear what your wisdom is, and who want to sort of appreciate your work in the world. And that is a perfect job, I'd say, for you, and a perfect way for you to have done that. The one thing about projectors that I find really interesting is that they really are always sort of chomping at the bit. They always feel like they should be doing something. There's this pressure to be doing. And of course, a lot of that comes from conditioning, because we're living in a world run, again, by generators who have a lot of energy to go out and do. So relax and wait for things and opportunities and the right people to come to you. And that's how you're going to find success in doing anything in your life, whether it's taking care of children, grandchildren, teaching. Letting those people come to you means that they're going to be prepared, primed, if you will, to listen to what you have to say. And that way you feel appreciated, and the people that do hear your story are gaining something that only you could have shared with them. So that's kind of an off the subject from your question, but I just wanted to make sure we had that in the background. Now, when you talk about a 30-year cycle, I immediately go to Saturn, because Saturn takes 29 and a half years to basically transit the chart. And if you're 61 years old, you've just come through your second Saturn return. And how did that time period go for you? That would have been about 58, 59 years old. And it's usually characterized by a time of letting go, right? Letting go of things, kind of pruning your life of the things that are no longer useful. For example, often at this point in your life, your kids have grown up maybe and moved on. And so it's time to maybe downsize a house. Maybe you're going through the attic and letting go of all the things that you kept for years and years. So is that sort of characteristic of what you went through at that time?
Very much. My daughter is going to be 21 this year.
Uh-huh.
And the last 2 years, I will be 61 in September.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 2 years have very much been about pruning, letting go. And for the first time, making the day all about me, and discovering what is it that I like, what brings me pleasure, what do I enjoy, defining my likes, and learning to have fun.
That's very awesome. So through this summer here, then, what's happening for you is Saturn now it is retrograde. So it's backing up a little bit. And I think it's backing up towards your first house. And literally it is a degree or two from being actually in your first house by transit, because it's also there by birth for you. So a lot of what your focus is, at least for the time being, is on what do I want? What do I like? What's right for me? What do I, you know, who do I want to share my gifts with now? And what is that going to look like in the grander scheme of things? Now, later, as we get into the fall, Saturn is going to change direction and move forward, and it's going to push it toward the second house. And the second house is about your value, self-worth and value. And here, and it, this house is also about money and how you earn money, basically. And you had planets there, your destiny there by birth. And what I think you're going to find is that there's a unique way still out there for you to share of yourself with people. I don't know what that looks like exactly, but as you start making the move into this fall and on into next year, you may find that you begin maybe wanting to share your knowledge with groups, or maybe you want to get involved with more groups of people, or hang, you know, more with your friends, or devote more time to humanitarian efforts. All of that is lying in front of you and is something that you could do with your time and your efforts as you start to move forward here. And I think it all springs from you getting clarity on what is right for you. What do I really love doing? What is, you know, what, who am I in the world, and who do I want to be from here on out? Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
Yeah. So I would spend a lot of time on you. Right now it is the you show, the Y-O-U show, or in your, you should call it the me show, because it's really, it's going to be about you having to be responsible for yourself. Now, as later in the summer here too, actually, I thought I had the date, I didn't write it down, but Mars and Saturn are going to meet, and they are probably going to meet in your first house. And I think that's going to bring some kind of opportunity, something that's going to clear up for you, that is going to show you what direction to take. And I'd be really excited to hear from you, you know, as we get into September, October, as to what direction that meant for you.
Oh, thank you. I feel as though, I think you may have referenced this earlier, that I'm in a pregnant clause.
Yes. Pregnant pause, that's perfect. You know, what's interesting about that pregnant pause, too, is that for those of us who are generator types, we're frustrated, right? We're frustrated because we're stuck, or we feel stuck. It's hard for generators to sit still. But for projectors, this is sort of a natural holding pattern for you, a space that you're very familiar with. It is that pause before the next breath, right? It's the, it is that pregnant pause. Knowing full well and having faith that the right things will come to you. And it's coming. It is coming for everybody. But specifically, I can see that for you, it's going to be a personal kind of connection. And it will probably define the rest of your life here on planet Earth. And by definition, it should be fun. It should be exciting. It should be something that's very much about you, right? That makes you happy. Because first of all, your natal Eris, remember I was talking about Uranus and Eris that were liberating us. You're being liberated from the drudgery of work and being elevated to the fun of doing whatever it is that makes you happy. That's where you're headed.
Freedom is an ongoing thing. The polarity between being ensconced and freedom.
Choose freedom. Move forward fearlessly. Play. Have fun. You've earned it, and now's your time. All right?
Great confirmation. Thank you. This was so lovely.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for calling, Kate, and it was good talking to you.
It was fun to play with you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
I've missed this. This is really exciting to be able to do this. Hello, area code 256. Who is it that I'm speaking with? Kimberly?
Yes, this is Kimberly.
God, I'm on a roll here. I'm picking the right the right lines. Not sure how that's happening, but yay for me. All right. So let's take a look here at your chart, Kimberly. And let's see, I'm going to start with your human design chart, if you will, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
You are also a generator. And as a generator, we've talked a bit about it. I was a generator. The first person we talked to on the line today was a generator. Remember, you have lots of energy, sacral energy that is meant to be put out in the world as to work. And it can't just be any work, by the way. It's not just, oh, you know, let me go out and do, you know, everyday kind of work. It has to be put towards something that you're passionate about. So I hope and pray that you're out there doing work that you are passionate about. And as mastery is the goal behind a generator's work, then everything that you do is building upon that mastery, moving you more and more toward that mastery, as long as you're in alignment with your passion. You are also emotionally defined. So that means that you don't make decisions in the moment, right? You make decisions over time. In fact, you know, one of the things that I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show that changed my life was when I discovered I was a generator, because I was doing so many things. I was saying yes to everything, first of all, which I can see is a tendency that you have well in your life, in your chart. And by saying yes to everything, I was saying yes to things and then later going, why did I do that? Why did I say yes to this? I really don't want to do this. But now I'm obligated and now I have to do it. And that was causing me to be sort of resentful, right? And of course, the moment you become resentful in something that you're doing, you're not helping anybody else in, as a part of a project or in that place of employment or in any way, shape, or form helping people. So you've got to do what's right for you. And the way that you find that out is by waiting. And I know that's always more difficult thing. And waiting, though, is actually going to take you into being in the right place at the right time with the right people, right?
Right.
Okay. So now let's take a look at your chart and see. What was your question, by the way? Do you have something specific you wanted me to take a look at?
Yeah, my question is more about increasing my income, moving into the right career by doing that.
Okay. All right, let's take a look, Kimberly, and see what's going on here. So career is definitely in focus for you right now, but it's in focus in a way that maybe not be the exact way that you would think of it. Let's see, you were born in 1970, so tell me, how old are you in your 40s?
45.
You're 45, did you say?
Uh-huh.
So 45, you've just come through the last couple of years anyway, through your what we call your midlife crisis, which happens between age 40 and 42. And at that point in time, generally speaking, what happens is we sort of clue in to, wait, I have fewer days ahead. I can't just keep monkeying around doing all kinds of nothing. I've got to get serious about something. And it was at that point in my life where I did a 180-degree turnaround. I mean, I was out in the work world as an optician, and suddenly I became this very spiritual astrologer-type person. I mean, it was a very different sort of life after the midlife crisis than it was for me before. And I would bet that that was something, in some way, your life took that turn as well. And now what's happening is you're coming up to age 50, and at age 50 we have our Chiron return. Now Chiron is a planet that brings us face to face with a wound, and at age 50-51 Chiron returns in our chart, and the wound begins to be experienced differently. In fact, we can sort of help others through the wound that we had in a way that we've never been able to do it before. So it's another significant turning point. And that turning point for you is happening in your house of career. Now, your house of career sits very squarely in the sign of Pisces, which is very creative and expressive and artistic, compassionate. So I would bet that what you need to be doing next in your career world is about doing something that you can be creative in, right? So I don't know whether that's an artist, or it could be a writer, it could be starting up businesses, it could be doing websites. It doesn't matter what necessarily, as long as it is fulfilling that creative need that you have. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So whatever job you choose, right, whatever career path you embark upon next, make sure it is of that kind. Now, here's the dialogue that may have gone on with you and other family members or maybe friends and things like that. And this happens to people all the time, is that let's say you decided at some point in your life you wanted to be an artist, and people around you would go, but how are you going to make money as an artist? So what happens in your mind is that you get kind of connected to, well, how am I ever going to make money doing what I love? And so you start settling for the job instead of choosing what you really desire. Does that make sense too?
Yes.
So at this point, I'm going to tell you, choose based on your passion. Choose based on what you love. Don't be afraid to go out there and grab whatever it is that you want. You've got a lot of planetary support in this right now. You've got the Sun, Venus, Mercury, North Node, and Jupiter all sitting in an area of your chart that promotes you making money, being able to enjoy communication, and setting up a new foundation or a more settled foundation for yourself. The only thing stopping you here would be the pain or the wound around being able to be creative and to express yourself in the world the way you want to. Being independent, taking life by the horns, if you will, and doing what you desire.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what stopped you in the past. Have you had health issues at all in your life that have stopped you, or?
No. To tell you the truth, especially when you said when I was younger, when she was younger, because she was verbally abused, I asked her if she thought I could be a doctor, and she told me no. I always wanted to be a doctor. And instead, I'm a teacher, but I'm getting burnt out on that, and I'm thinking about going back to school again.
Yeah. I would say do what you love. Right? Because otherwise, you know, later at this point in your life, do you really think it's going to get easier to go back to school if you keep putting this off?
Right.
It doesn't really get more and more difficult. So I would say go out and do what you love. All right? There's no time like the present. All right.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. And, and if you'd like, Kimberly, I can also email you your copy of your human design chart if you'd like to see that.
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. Okay. So here we are with only 12 minutes left in the show. I just don't know where the time goes. But I do want to spend a couple of minutes talking about some of the major things that are coming up for us this as we get into the fall. Actually, it begins next month as we start with the eclipse season. We have three eclipses occurring between August 18th and September 16th. So in the span of a month, we have two lunar eclipses and a solar eclipse. So this, to me, is a very energetic time. So for all of you that's felt like you've been in that pause, or that you've been, you know, in that space of not being able to take action, that is literally about to change. So the first eclipse is August 18th. It's a full moon eclipse, lunar eclipse in Aquarius. This is giving us a foreshadowing of where the energies are going to line up for us in 2017 and 2018, as that's where the eclipse pattern is taking us across the Leo-Aquarius axis. And the Leo-Aquarius axis is very much about finding what makes us happy and doing what makes us happy. But because this is such an energetic time, you may have some clearing to do with the first lunar eclipse in order to be able to get there. So if there's something that's been in your way, for example, you know, Kimberly that we were just talking to, how, you know, things that had happened in her past as a child had kind of stopped her from being able to move forward, doing what she loves and being, you know, engaged in something that she finds as a passion. Well, if that's happening to you, it is really going to be time to start letting that go. In fact, you should have already started letting that go. This is the time to just say, to heck with anybody who has told me I couldn't do that. I'm heading in my direction. I'm doing what's right for me. Now, that August 18th eclipse is followed by a solar eclipse, September 1st, at 9 degrees Virgo. Now, last year, we were beginning to see that Virgo-Pisces energy lining up for us. So for people like Kimberly, I didn't mention this to you, but you are definitely going to be affected by the two eclipses, September 1st and the next one on September 16th, because they are across the Virgo-Pisces axis. So remember when I was talking about Jupiter moving through Virgo and it was time to connect all of our parts. to bring in all those pieces of us that we've left behind, reconnect ourselves to become whole. And living whole means that we also are out there in the world doing what's right for us, irregardless of what everybody else thinks that we should be doing. So you have these two major opportunities coming up, September 1st and September 16th. So I would imagine that between about the end of July and the end of September, there is going to be a lot going on. And as many of you that are lighted up here in my chat area now that want to talk to me, it's going to be even more important that you hear what's going on in your charts as we get through August and into September. So let's see, in the 9 minutes I have left here, I'm going to take someone else. I've lost the people I had here, so with names, so I'm just going to choose area code 347. Hello, this is Janet. Who
Hi.
Am I speaking to?
No.
Hi.
This is Tanika.
I'm sorry, I missed your name.
Tanika,
hi. I think I've done
Hi.
A reading for you before, haven't I?
I think a long, long time ago.
Yeah, what's your last name, hon?
It's Williams.
Let me see if I can find your chart here. If not, then we'll just enter in things. But in the meantime, tell me kind of what's going on in your life right now.
Just a lot of changes. Well, just kind of feeling stagnant and stuck and very lonely. A lot of things going on kind of like health-wise. But other than that, and have gone through stuff a lot health-wise and gone through stuff a lot in relationships. But now there's like no relationships, no life, no nothing going on. So it's very, depressing. Really
okay, so you're feeling probably a little bit like, where did my life go? Everything sort of
nothing.
Dried up.
Yeah, no work, but, no life, no love, no nothing.
But guess what? That isn't the truth. There's always life. There's always love. But what I can see that is happening for you is a transit of some planets through your 12th house. In regular astrology, the 12th house is often fraught with a lot of people, you know, saying things like, oh, it's a place of sadness, it's the house of depression, and blah, blah, blah. But what I really think of as the 12th house is the place where I get to get in touch with what's really authentic and true for me. I get to go inward. I get to soul search. It is sort of, it's maybe characterized by the dark night of the soul, where you get to see and feel and maybe maneuver through some of the things that have stopped you from really becoming who you really want to be in your life. Now, this isn't long-term for you, luckily. This is going to be short-term. And when I say short-term, I don't mean like tomorrow it's over. It's going to be more like 4 to 6 weeks from now. But there is light at the end of this tunnel that you're in. And it's beautiful because the sun is conjuncting your Jupiter today. And so that means that you're ripe for new opportunities to come to you, right? For a new 12-year cycle of ensue. And so I think it's perfect that you were actually in there and that of all the numbers of people that are sitting there waiting for readings that I chose your number, because I can tell you that you're about to embark on a new growth pattern. And it happens only once every 12 years. And it's happening now. So this is an auspicious time for you, Tanika. So I think what you're experiencing is that thing, that's that time where we have to sort of look at what's been working and what hasn't been working so that we can get a better idea of what direction to head in. Now, you're transiting Jupiter and the North Node are in your first house. So opportunities for you to really connect with who you are there. There is pain right now for you in relationships, but I think that's only because maybe the best relationship or the biggest relationship that you need to work on right now is the one that you have with yourself. Yes?
Yeah, I have no choice. This is what I've been doing for like the past 2 years. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the Jupiter had been in your 12th house, by the way, before this transit. So that puts about a year spin on, you know, some of this more internal processes going on for you. But it's not a bad thing, Kimberly or Tanika. This is really about you being able to get some clarity, to get some rest before it's time to move forward again. Really take a look at who you are and what you desire to do. If you want a little hint, I would say there's probably some kind of an awakening that's going to be happening here within that period of time that I was just talking about, the eclipses that are between August 18th and September 16th. So that's really just about a month from now. So expect some really big movement in your life somewhere in that period of time. And in the meantime, enjoy the downtime. Take some time to read some good books, to do some inner work on your, to learn meditation, take up a new skill, do something that is for you. All right? Because that's what this is like a gift from the universe for you. Because things change, and that will change. All right?
Am I meant to work? And I was listening to what you were telling the other callers. Some of them, you told them that they were meant to not work. What does that mean? What does that mean exactly?
Well, it doesn't mean that they don't have a job and they don't earn money and that type of thing, but it means that their primary motivation isn't about doing work. They can't go out and work, say, a 9 to 5, 9 to 6 p.m. job like the rest of us do, because they don't have the energy to devote to that. So what energy they do have, they have to devote to something that is that makes sense for them, that is something that's close to their heart, because their energetic makeup is such that they have a profound wisdom to share with the world. But if they attempt to share it with everyone, no one hears. So they have to be able to use their energy to share with the correct people. Otherwise, they become bitter or they become disappointed in their lives. And at this point in time, I haven't really pulled up, I had you already in my system, so that's why I could pull up your regular astrology chart so quickly. I would not be able to do that quickly with your human design chart. But if you would like your human design chart, I would suggest you go to my website, and it's living-astrology.com, and request your free human design chart. It's right there on the homepage. And I will email that to you so that you can tell whether or not you're that type, a projector. Because if you're a projector, this time period then is about you waiting for the invitation. And the invitation means that, you know, in the meantime, you're just living your life. You're doing what you do. You're finding joy. You're finding love. You're playing. And then an opportunity arrives on your doorstep, through somebody offering something to you, or a literal invitation. You know, something comes in the mail and says, hey, I invite you to do this. And that would be correct for your type. Now, I don't know for sure if that is your type, but it might be. And if it is, that may be that you're in that space between invitations. And it's not comfortable. I understand that. But trust me when I say that you have something powerful to share with the world then, and you need to make sure you're sharing it with the correct people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like I might be that, because it's like no job has worked out, no jobs work out for me. Like I always end up where I am right now. Like they just never work out for me.
I gotcha, honey. Definitely request your chart. I'll see it come through. So go to the website, and it's living-astrology.com, and request your free human design chart, and I'll send that to you. And it comes with a little description and, you know, some ideas of what you can do as that type to help yourself along. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today, Tanika, and for listening to the show. And thank you, everybody. I can't believe it. I have 50 seconds left. Let me just say I thank you all for joining me today. We'll be doing readings again next week. In fact, I may just pick up where I left off this week. So for those of you who I didn't get to in the caller queue, please feel free to call in next week or email me at janethickox@hotmail.com, and let me know that you have a concern or a question that you'd like me to address for you next week. In the meantime, thank you all. Take care and go out and enjoy the world. Thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology. Living Astrology is part of the Empower You Media Network. You can find out more by going to www.living-astrology.com or by going to www.empoweryoumedia.com. If you would like to find out when our shows are airing, you can follow us at Blog Talk Radio under Living Astrology. Please consider liking us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Living Astrology and also Empower You Media. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye for now. Have a stellar week.